Learned scholars, transcendentalists, therefore condemn the materialistic path of fruits of activity because it is the material mysteries, both in this life and in the next. But we serve the transcendental senses of the Lord. Jai Gaur Krishna Balaram. Then, if they're happy, we automatically become happy. But that is a sublime happiness. Yesterday I asked somebody, are you happy? And they said, no. I said, no, I am blissful. I am more than happy, I am blissful. Happy is ordinary. I am still in bliss. Something happened to me when I saw Krishna Balaram. Since that moment, I am feeling different. Krishna Balaram is God. So, we like everyone to have transcendental happiness or bliss. That comes not by doing karma, even your so proper fortune activities. The one you can get by fortune activities, you can go to the, you can get a good birth, you can get money, good looks, education, freedom from disease, healthy body. You get things like that. Or you can get born in the heavenly planet. You can have more sense gratification in the heavenly planet. But even if you do further activity for millions of births, you still cannot get liberation. What to speak of devotional service, which is much higher than liberation. If someone does Jnana Yoga, then after many births they can achieve liberation. But if one does a little devotional service, then even liberation is waiting. With golden hands, Bhukti Bhukti Spriha. Bhukti and Bhukti are waiting to serve you. Amiyodas Maharaj. Since Bhukti and Bhukti are waiting to serve you, what service do you want from them? They don't offer you devotional service, they're offering bhukti means sense gratification. And bhukti means impersonal liberation, merging into the light and becoming nothing. Or almost like nothing. So what service you want from them? Nothing. Pure devotees, they don't want service from bhukti and bhukti. They just wait there. They're eager to be offering. But the devotees, they don't want. They only want to be devotional service. Now, the one you come to this year, that Krishna is your friend, sometimes he's your messenger, sometimes he's your kulapati, head of your family. Sometimes he's your advisor. Sometimes he's your best friend. He's always for you. Because you have devotional service. Bhakti is so important. Because by bhakti, the Lord, he becomes obliged to you. Therefore, he easily gives. blessings of self-verification, bhakti, devotee, but the high bhakti. Does anybody here of his translation? Survey on English? So, Anuvad Chandai, Anuvad Akhtanyo, you mean? Who can, what can somebody be that should give translation? We don't have a translation, it must be others in the world. Who can translate it? Okay, go to
so
So my family was attacking Krishna. He doesn't accept Krishna as God. But he is worshipping Vishnu in order to kill Krishna. So is that the sign of a devotee? Or demons? So Krishna Das Kaviraj just explained that if somebody accepts Krishna, but doesn't accept what she said, then they also have to consider them a demon. Similarly, some people, they just like to worship Lord Chaitanya, but they neglect the worship of Krishna and Balaram. Srila Prabhupada says this also a nonsense. Because Pranitaya really loves Krishna. But he's not like Krishna, so what is the meaning of worshiping Pranitaya? So the two are inseparable. Swarnitai, Krishna Balaram, they are both leaders, especially in the Kali Yuga. Here you have Swarnitai, and by their mercy, now you have Krishna Balaram. And Swarnitai. Maybe now you don't see Swarnitai so much. Well, they are very important. Because by your mercy, you can have the mercy of Krishna Balaram. By Gaurinathan's mercy, you can get easily love of Krishna. If we chant Hare Krishna with offenses, then it doesn't happen. It wasn't working. It is Bahujana. Bahujana Sari Mare. Even if you chant the holy name from many, many births, but if you are committing offenses, you don't get love of Krishna. So what hope is there for? That the only hope is Lord Chaitanya. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. That whoever chants Lord Chaitanya's holy name, they get premodoy rising of love of Krishna in their hearts. Whoever chants the name of Lord Chaitanya, tears are pouring from his eyes, hair are standing on end, he gets so much devotion. So this is the special quality of what you chant as holy names. You worship what you chant, and he gives you love of Krishna. So we need to encourage people to chant the name of Lord Chaitanya before they chant Hare Krishna. In India, many people chant Hare Krishna, but not everyone chants the Panchatantra name. I had one gentleman come to me once. He said, I've been chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna for 26 years, but I don't get anything. He said, do you chant the names of Lord Chaitanya? I said, no. I follow his blessings, blah, 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 blah. He never told me to chant Lord Chaitanya's name. I said, well, Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga avatar and he gives the love of Krishna. You need to chant his name first. So then, I gave the Panchatantra mantra. Then when I was traveling in different places, after 2 months, I came back to the same place. And then from a distance, somebody started running to me, "Maharaj, Maharaj!" He was prostrate of instances, and he was crying to me, "What monster gave you? What monster gave you?" So I was saying that I saw him shaking, I'm trying to jump around his gate. "Since you gave me the name of Lord Chaitanya, now I'm getting so much peace when I share Hare Krishna. You have changed my life." True story. They say that someone like this, 26 years, every day he's chanting, following all the principles, dry as a bone. A river of devotion or greed. We should try, of course, we get a special mercy. We can take it for granted if you're chanting all the time, Vaishnava. If you weren't chanting Vaishnava, it wouldn't be a totally different experience. We have to remember how much we owe to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to remember also that getting this mercy, we should try to be true devotees of Krishna. See how nectarian is this love of Krishna, nectarian is devotion to Krishna, how wonderful is the experience to be a devotee. We also want to serve Krishna and Balaram, Radha, the Lord and the Lord, with true devotion for their pleasure. The Bali Maharaj, he was worshipping Vishnu. His guru, he was king of the demons. His guru was guru of the demons. But his guru was using Vishnu worship as a karma kanda, just to be victorious over the demon god. They were actually Vishnu king, and they were victorious. But when Balaram came and begged for 3 steps of land, then Shukracharya said, "No, no, no, don't give it to me." So why not? Just a little kid. Don't think he's a little dwarf from him. He's actually Vishnu himself. And if you offer him 3 steps of land, he'll take everything. So, Sukracharya, he has the money for them. We worship Vishnu for our benefit, but we don't give him what he wants. The Bali Maharaj, then he said, all along you're teaching me to worship Vishnu, it's the thing that Vishnu himself comes, begging for me, I should have given him. I can't accept it. Die! And so, he curses, first he didn't want his entire world to anything, and curses us with everything. So he lost everything for about 2 hours. Vishnu took everything away from him. 3 steps. Actually, in 2 steps, he took everything. And the third step, he said, now, where do I put it? Because one step, he took the whole world. The other step, he took the whole rest of the universe. Again, funny, like, if this were Rupa Darshan, you would see that, wow, you just cover the entire universe with your understanding. And that's how the Ganga also came in. Then he said, put the third step here on my head. And he surrendered to Vishnu. So because he surrendered, and he got devotion. He was tied up to your feet for a while. And then, I remember the offering prayer. And his wife came up. What's her name? Vrindavati. She came and prayed that this is actually your special mercy, because he was proud that he was the owner of all these things that he had offered. He was giving to you. But actually, we don't own anything, everything is your property. So this is such a mercy that you can realize that everything is yours. But Vishnu corrected her and said, no, this is not my special mercy, that's ordinary mercy. Special mercy is when somebody has got so much offering and they don't get bewildered by it, and they don't take it as their property, they know it's my property. They remain in a humble state of mind. If we achieve something wonderful, but we remain humble, that this is mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna, that's special mercy. Normally anybody does something, they get proud of it. Even if somebody is pulling a riksha, he overtakes the other riksha and thinks, I'm the best riksha puller in the world. This life here, when they land at the temple, they think, I am the owner of this temple. My temple. You probably think you're scared away from the owner of this temple. They don't know who they don't know anything. Actually, when they realize that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, then we are protected. The real idea, that's the special mercy to have that understanding. So, Bali Maharaj, he got that special mercy, partner mercy. Later, after that, he had a special mercy. He realized that he was Krishna. So he had to get that. Then he got back to Kala. I think he got back to the village to Kala. Vishnu said in the next month, Vatnaya will become the Indra. Legitimate Indra. Without fighting, war fighting. Like this, so many facilities to be given. Then his Guru apologized because Shri Amir was named. That is my answer. Sukracharya was blocking the giving of the charity. At that time, he was really angry that he didn't want it to happen. So he took the form of a fly and he flew inside the spout of the Kamandalu of Lord Brahmadeva. So when Brahmadeva tried to pour the water, the fly was blocking, so no water was coming out. Because the system was, he had to pour 3 drops of water in the hand of Bali accepting his donation. And then it was paka, it was like infernal. But the water wasn't coming. So then, you know, we had a Buddha grant yesterday for the Buddha. They took one sharp, long Buddha grant. He looked at his side and something stuck in the spout. And he punched it in the hole. So it actually hit the eye of Sukracharya, the fly, and poked out one of his eyes. So after the whole thing was over, he came back from a fly form to human form. He had so much mystic power, he could change his form, he had one eye. When I was poked out. You know it. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that when Vajrasana's movement was really progressing, the Kali approached Sukracharya and begged him, please help us. I'm not getting any place here, I've been driven out. And he said, well, I owe one back to Vishnu because he poked my eye out. I didn't have to poke my eye out. So I'll help you. So he took incarnation as a so-called guru called Rupa Kaviraj. And he started Swahajya Dharma. Swahajya is my people. They take a cheat that I can just become an associate of Krishna Balaram, Balamalama, and be a gopi or be a government boy or some resident of the Dhamma. Just like that, without going through Vaidhi, without going through Sananas, without doing anything. This is the value of the Vishnu devotional service. So what happens is take bhakti as a kind of sense gratification. I want to enjoy it. It's the highest happiness. I want to enjoy that happiness. So then they imitate, but they're not giving it naturally. So they imitate crying, they imitate it, and they believe. Or maybe by chanting Lord Chaitanya's name, they're feeling some happiness. And then there are adding some speculation. And this way they're trying to get spiritual bliss. But instead they're actually distorting the whole thing. Generally, the whole time of Swahajya, they criticize studying the Veda, they criticize formal worship, they want to just sit there and discuss and they come up with many concocted ideas. So, thanks to the Swahajya, Lord Chaitanya's movement got diverted. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he re-established the mainstream again. It was there, but it was not visible very much. He talked about who are the real devotees and engaged in the preaching. He said that the manifestation of love of Krishna is you want to give Krishna to others. You want to preach. Nothing in this one to do bhajan without preaching. He wants to give the mercy to everyone. That's how Pranayam and Goshi have been. He wants to give out his mercy to everyone so they can all give Krishna bhakti. So we have to be very careful because Kali, if you are successful, then he will become more and more active. He will try to stop you by creating petty quarrels between each other, by creating party politics and making tribalism. He will try to stop if that doesn't work, and he will try to make somebody proud that they are very great. And we forget other devotees and the guru. We're trying to introduce our unconscious philosophy like Swarajyata, Victimism, or some kind of bonus philosophy to just distract everything. Kali will do whatever he can that evening. He doesn't play by any rules. It's not, he's like a real warrior. He can cherish. He can do anything. Take any shape, try to influence anyone. He can approach the guru in the form of a disciple. One has to always be very careful. Anything that is not according to the Sadhu Shastra Guru, then you have to suspect it's coming trying to enter in. Sruti Smriti Pranati Pashati Siddhi Dina I Kanti Kare Pakti Uspata Yam Kam Sudhi. Anything that is not authorized by the Vedas, the Sruti, the Smriti, the Purana, the Mahabharata, Itihasa, Pancharatra, is Utpat, Pati Utpat, simply destroying your devotion, creates a disastrous situation for devotion. So we don't want to do anything. The sadhu from my shastra, my guru, my sadhus. The sadhu practiced by the previous acharyas, it is not specifically taught by the guru and not mentioned in the scripture. So we don't want it. Just like somebody gave me donations, $100. When I took the $100 to change it, it was a false note. I don't know how it is, but when you look closely, and you can see that there was some difference. So nowadays, because it's all paper money, you have to watch out. There are some countries that print so much counterfeit money. I don't need to mention it, but there are such countries doing this. So you have to be very careful. Like that, there are people trying to give false notes. What do you know that was a false note? Bhakti. Asli bhakti nahi. Chala bhakti. Imitation bhakti. So we want to build things. So Krishna Bhagavan, Lord Nitya are here so that people can get the asli cheese. The real thing, the real bhakti. Here in verses, many times they sell imitation books. Sometimes. Like that. So we don't want to, we want to hear Prabhupada, his point was in Krishna conscious movement, we'll give the real thing. भी समझे आते होंगे, कभी समझे भी होंगे भक्ति भक्ति सिद्धि बदिया गिरी प्रभक्ति So the temple is praying to the book of Kama and the real thing, the real bhakti. If you're doing devotional service and you're not feeling happy, that means you're not giving the mercy, you're not doing something right. You should be feeling spiritual bliss if you're doing devotional service. If you're not feeling bliss, it means your consciousness is not right. You're not either in a servant attitude, you're in an enjoying attitude, you want to enjoy the Guru, you want to enjoy the deities, you want to enjoy Krishna consciousness, you're not trying to serve. The secret is serving, seva bhava. In material life, the secret is no secret. The open thing, you see the open system is enjoy, enjoy, go for enjoying. And everyone is trying to enjoy. Right, all the, here one thing I like is there's not so many signboards. In India, there's too many signboards everywhere. Please, enjoy. Spiritual land, everywhere signboard, movie, cinema board, South India, they have that cinema things which are 60 feet in the air, cut out. Too much. I just noticed, I just flashed on me here, come signboard. Come there, keep it like that. The signboards are ruined. So, for everyone to ask, observe, and how to get that service out, and how to get that bhakti, that's what we need to give worship and then bhakti. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu ne kiya Radha Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Sri Gaur Vasa Vrinda. Vajra Varasi, the blind can see, the lame can cross over mountains, the dumb can become great orators. Vajra Varasi, everything can be achieved. And when we have this idea, what service can I do? Please let me serve. I mean, this is our offering, our service, without any desire for sense gratification. Then we can get unlimited spiritual bliss and happiness. But the secret is to service and to the mercy of the Lord Yitai. So it's a combination. We get the mercy of Krishna, we get Guru. By the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we get bhakti for Krishna. And by mercy of Krishna for bhakti, then we get everything, all perfection. So we need to remember Lord Chaitanya, need to realize how they are not different. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Maniyama Balaram Prisam Thay. Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna combined. Nityananda is Balaram. The Gaur Nithai and Krishna Balaram, they are not different. But in the mood of Gaur Nithai, Krishna and Balaram are giving out love of Krishna freely. And the form of Krishna and Balaram, they are accepting that devotion. And when they accept the devotion, then they give you more. If you have devotion, then bodily health applies to you? Not that it has to. Actually, why should, but it's all mercy that he feels like that. To reciprocate with his devotee, Jesus, Mahaprabhu, Jayakita, Sadhana, Jayana. So somebody is giving everything to the Lord, and the Lord gives himself to the devotee. And even Krishna, he told us, he said, don't tell this to everybody. It's confidential. Tell this to my devotee. Because some demonic and they want to exploit somehow his mercy. So Lord Chaitanya is giving us his special mercy. Krishna Sadhguru advised us, if you really watch the person, you want to understand everything by reason and logic, then you should kindly consider the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Korava Vichara. Vichara Padre Chitte Padre Chamakara. You consider what is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Use your reason and logic. Try to understand. Because Lord Chaitanya taught, you can have love of Krishna without changing your situation. You can lead a, oh, that's the exact words for what we said, but something that you can lead your normal life, you can lead a life, maintaining yourself. You don't have to do some kind of heavy changes. Like normally, to do any kind of religious perfection in previous yoga, you have to do so much heavy sacrifice, big fast, and tapasya, things like that. Here you don't have to do that. Vihe kako, bole kako, sadhanavi bole kako. Stay at your house and chant Hare Krishna. Or be a brahmachari, it's also no problem and be brahmachari. But whatever you are, follow the rule. We have to sit in the middle of the road and say, I'm going to renounce everything and leave my wife and children, and then they come crying to the temple. If you're Grihastha, you mean Grihastha and be responsible, but chant Hare Krishna. And if you're brahmachari, then you follow our brahmachari Vira Bhargati, it's alright. But so long you're wearing saffron clothes, don't touch any women. Keep all dealings with the opposite sex and the spiritual, formal business platform, not anything cultural, sensual. Otherwise, it will be an offense to the saffron cloth. This was what she said to you. Wherever you are, you'll be honest to the Lord. And you do your devotional service. And smoking, what she said to you, very easy. This thing has to be straightforward. And do our service. Chant Hare Krishna. We can go back to Krishna, we can get all the things that were available in previous yugas by great austerity. So you consider the process is given by Krishna or by other great saints in the Veda or even other religions. People are getting heavenly planets, they're getting liberations, they're getting cities. But nobody was giving bhakti. You have bhakti, you have Krishna, you have Krishna, you have everything. And he gave it. Krishna also gave it, but you have to surrender first, then you get it. But what you're doing is giving you bhakti first. them, those who are diligent, they feel so much happiness. They should surrender to Krishna. My brother came to see me when I was a bhakta. Not the bhakta of the Lord, but I was initiated. But when I was in the temple, he came to see me. His fire is younger than me. So that time he was maybe 15, I was 20. He was 14, I was 19. So he came, he was 5 days. Say, I actually got in the chair by this, he was chanting. And he told me I have to go right away. So what? I'm feeling too much happiness. I'm feeling too much happiness. Why do I have to go? You see, when I chant and do all this, I feel so happy. If I keep on doing this, I won't be able to stop. And when I go back home, what will I eat? My family's not vegetarian. What do I do for my friends? I'm feeling too much happy. I better stop right away, otherwise I'm completely captured, like Maya. Trapped him, so I was thinking, I tried to reason with him, but he ran away too fast. And I was like, so I'm away, Maya. Trick you, you know. Krishna Gandhi was thinking, you know, too happy. So I have to stop right away, otherwise I'll never be able to smoke cigarettes again. I don't think it's like, if I'm happy, what do I need to do all those crazy things for? But work something out. I was moving, I was not. This was in the same situation. And the thing that took me by surprise was, it's the most foolish thing, how can you say you're happy so you want to leave? And so many people like that, as soon as they start feeling a change, they get frightened. Kali puts some doubts in their minds. So we need to be very experts. I had a gem somewhere slipped from my finger. Since then, he's never been the whole of the boy. 40 years. Well, I had a funny very good because I saw it once, I understand that. Whenever I go to see my boss, he's away, huh? Poor Ashram. The previous Ashram. Somehow, I always there to put so many complications. So the devotees, they need the support. We have to be sources of strength to all the people coming. Now, Krishna Bhagavatam, so now additional deity worship is there, additional cooking is there. Additional cleaning in there before you have to clean the temple. Now I have a big temple machine. This is a construction site, so not so much cleaning. And so many people will be coming. So more opportunity to preach to those people, to give them the talents, to welcome them, to distribute books to them, to provide them the sasha that they're still at. There's going to be a guest house or more guests coming. So I come and stay here for the weekend and chant Hare Krishna. You bring Krishna Balaram, yes. He's a wonderful boy. When I saw them, I saw these are two very hungry young men. Two very hungry boys. They like to eat the sada, the boga. They like to eat. They have to give them up. And like that, they also have a way of increasing things. They create so many intrigues that make the people more and more devoted to this. Prabhupada once was giving lecture, I remember he said, you see, you might be thinking, so how intelligent is Krishna Bhara? How he's tricked all these Western boys and girls and all these to give up everything and be chanting Hare Krishna. It's very clever. So Krishna Balaram is very intelligent, the most supremely intelligent. So he wants to increase their preaching, because Varnakai are also there. So they want to increase their preaching. More and more people should be surrendering now to Krishna and Balaram. They need more ashram space. So they get so much additional services. We hope everyone takes it up as an opportunity to develop more and more their love for Krishna. If you're eager to serve Krishna, I will be very pleased with you. And that eagerness will reward you with great spiritual bliss. That eagerness to serve is a special blessing on the Guru and Vaishnavas, Gauranga. So we want to protect that eagerness to serve. As soon as we become an enjoying mood, we want that I should be served. The Guru should serve me, Vaishnava should serve me, everybody should serve me. Immediately we become frustrated because that's the worship. Material life is frustrating. We want everyone to serve us. But in devotional service, we want to serve. So we have to protect our servant attitude. Bhava Grihita Naka, Krishna accepts our attitude. So the more we're in service attitude, the more the Lord is pleased. So I didn't have a chance to speak, but I will appreciate the service attitude of the devotees who put this temple together, who worked so hard to put that festival together, that are coming here in the past 2 years now, for a little over a year. To Mauritius, and I've seen here so much service attitude, desire to do something. And they need a lot of help to do all the additional services. We hope that everyone will come forward and help. We hope that Krishna Balaram being here will make everyone very careful to avoid any kind of quarrels and distractions from our devotional service, because all these things are simply waste of energy. To go back to Krishna, you don't have to be a manager. Somebody has managing ability, then let them manage. They should manage on a service mood also. And that's their service to Krishna. And manager of Krishna consciousness, he should facilitate that everybody should have a service. And everyone, if they have properly situated in the service, if they're properly cared for spiritually, they'll actually be happy. You can see some devotees are actually always happy, and you know that the devotees are properly situated. If you're not happy, then you have to see what is the problem. We need to have a seva at this point doing our service, chanting our Hare Krishna mantras. If we're not fully engaged, then we have to see how I can do more service. What is the service I can do with fully involved in my abilities, my propensities? Or if we're not having the right attitude, and we have some fruitive mentality, then also we'll be frustrated. Sometimes happy when we get glorified, and sometimes frustrated when we're not glorified. As devotees, we want to always glorify us. I was talking to authorities here. I'd like to give some gold medal. He said that everyone should get so much in their medal when they have enough. Service and appreciation, but they're very concerned. Maybe somebody doesn't get it, should get it. Interesting. to glorify everybody. All of us, the glorious reference of such nice service. To put this temple together, and may all Father also glorious who have been distributing books and collecting donations and designing and building and supervising and purchasing and maintaining and all the services. We are indebted to them. They have somehow overcome whatever the obstacles were that Kali put in their way, and they were able to bring Krishna and Balaram. So now we all have the great good fortune to worship Gaurdiya Thai and Krishna and Balaram together. So we're very grateful to them. And then Prabhupada says, why we can reciprocate this by helping now to see the deities that are nice to be worshipped and see that their deities are glorious, are spread. Many people should come, many people should chant, people should become devotees. And this way they can all have the perfect life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question?
Weeds and it makes the ground in our heart very prepared for the seed of Bhakti Lata, or the muscle that he smashes away all the, chaff, useless, all these aparad, anarthas, these gurus, he's getting us ready for worship.
Krishna's guru.
But he smashed the human kind of
Gadda. Maybe with his muscle.
He doesn't know, he knows how to play, but he knows Gadda because he's from fighting, because he knows that art is a real thing. It's a muscle and a flower.
Sometimes Krishna, Bharani, feels so much separation from Krishna that The only person that's conscious at that point was Balaram. So he's got the dependence of wisdom. The king of Krishna here is like providing a reward for this one. Balaram, slowly one, the three marks, understood this one. And as far as Balaram, he's still conscious. Between this one and the character, there's other verses. Who are we? The rest is significant to us, but how much of the glory of the Krishna Bhagavan we can understand? It's so great that there's so much of the way kind of our boys make them not very sensual to their boys.
Sri Krishna Mallava Rubayaki.